It's Lake Effect from WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. As we await the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on two cases governing abortion, legal experts seem certain that any decision will have a major impact on reproductive rights. In states like Texas, a law making abortions illegal after 6 weeks of conception has effectively banned abortions for many women. But why is that? Many women are unaware of a pregnancy until their first missed period, and a new study found that more than 1 in 5 women have periods so irregular they're unlikely to know that they're pregnant until after that 6-week period. Jenna Nobles, the director of UW-Madison's Population Research Center, led the study. She joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to explain more.
So tell me a bit about this study and what you found.
This is a study of variability in menstrual cycles, and our interest was motivated in the fact that menstrual cycles are highly irregular. And although we often consider periods to be 28 days with day 14 ovulation, that's actually relatively uncommon. What's really common is variability across people and across cycles within people. And so in the context of new abortion legislation, it became clear that laws that limit abortion to the period of time before fetal cardiac activity, this variability all of a sudden becomes really important. For most people, the first signal of a pregnancy is a missed period. And one of the things in our research on menstrual cycles that became very clear is that, you know, variability is common. And so here we find, we analyze menstrual cycles for over 250,000 people in the U.S. We analyze more than 1.6 million prospectively recorded menstrual cycles. And we find that 22% of people have irregular cycles. For these people, it will be very difficult to learn about a pregnancy in time to seek a legal abortion under laws like SB 8 that have been passed in Texas. And so our interest then was just understanding who might be disparately affected by these kinds of laws. And so this study is answering that question.
Now, when you say irregular and the idea of regularity itself, I'm not sure I really know anyone who has a 28-day period every month. How common is that?
You know, it's very interesting. The study of menstrual cycles goes back quite a long ways. And the best of our knowledge, that's about 1% of cycles. So actually unusual to have a 28-day cycle with day 14 ovulation throughout one's reproductive life course. Instead, we see a lot more variability. In this study, we examined several different definitions of variability, but here we focused on people whose cycle to cycle varied by more than a week. And that's 22% of the people in this sample.
That's a little bit more than 1/5 of people who have periods.
Exactly. And you can measure this in several different ways. And no matter how we do this, we find that, you know, it's a sizable portion of the population who has significant variability in their cycles. Even people who describe themselves as having highly regular cycles, their cycles still vary by a few days each month. And so here we're focusing on people for which there's a lot more unpredictability, you know, for when it's more than a week difference cycle to cycle.
What would you say are the implications of this study?
There are several. I think the most important part, for me, I think the thing that was most clear and to some extent surprising was that the window between when one can notice a missed period, and this is important because this is about the first physiological signal of pregnancy, and it's when home pregnancy tests reach their optimum, is the day of the missed period. And so when that happens, the window between that happening and the initiation of the kind of fetal cardiac activity that can be detected in transvaginal ultrasounds is a few days long for people with 28-day cycles. For people who have highly variable cycles, that window might not exist at all. And so What we are interested in here is who's more likely to not have a window to access legal abortion at all under these kinds of laws. And here we find that it's young people, people who are age 18 to 25, people who identify as Hispanic, and people who have a set of common medical conditions like diabetes, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And these are common conditions. And so what this means is that under 6-week laws, or, you know, sometimes these are called heartbeat bills. But again, of course, the heart, as we think of it, doesn't actually form for several more months. These groups are disparately unable to access a legal abortion because the window is so short.
I think for a lot of women, when these 6-week abortion bans started coming out, they perhaps intuitively knew that this could often just be a blanket ban on abortion. I think many of us, myself included, have had irregular menstrual cycles, and missing a week, even 2 weeks sometimes, you go, well, I've been stressed. A variety of things have happened, and maybe if you're not expecting to be pregnant, if you're taking a lot of necessary precautions, you might just ignore that symptom. When you think about your study in the context of the laws that we've seen, who is this information for?
Yes, that's a great question. And I actually think there's several different parts to the answer to your question, right? And one of it is, yes, for some people, this intuitive that this is a very short window. And you might think about this as a set of barriers to accessing a legal abortion in that short window, right? And some of these, many of these, are driven by regional accessibility of abortion, the financial resources that are required to seek one, that are required to seek transportation for one. And those are all real barriers. In some places, there are waiting periods. And in our study here, then, is about the process that happens even before those barriers are put into place. And so here we're saying, look, there are disparate groups or people who disparately are unable to access abortion at all, apart from all of these other considerations. And the reason to highlight this is because these are features of individuals that are really entirely outside of their control, right? And I mean, you know, we could have a more serious or longer discussion about whether regional accessibility or socioeconomic resources are within somebody's control. But I think separately, we're trying to say, look, there's a whole nother piece of this that happens even before those barriers become relevant. And that may change how people perceive what these laws mean, right? If they are in effect discriminating against people with certain kinds of medical conditions, or by age, or by race and ethnicity, that is an additional reason to consider these types of laws. The second piece of information that I think is important in terms of who this is for is, you know, several policymakers have really misinterpreted the term 6-week bill or heartbeat bill. In some cases, we've had policymakers suggest that people have 6 weeks to access an abortion. And that's a very serious misunderstanding of what a menstrual cycle and the first part of pregnancy look like. And in fact, that window between the missed period and the initiation of that electrical activity that is called a heartbeat in some cases is really just a few days long. And so we're interested in also just clarifying how short that is, because there seems to be a misperception of that term.
Jenna Nobles is a professor of sociology at UW-Madison and the director of its Population Research Center. She spoke with Like Effect's Joy Powers. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Like Effect page at wuwm.com.